Transcribed from Mutual.
Captain Midnight!
Starting a new and greater 1949 Secret Squadron. He wants you, yes, you, to join up right away. And it doesn't cost you a single penny. You can join without charge if you're one of Captain Midnight's Ovaltine drinking friends. And think what you get free of charge the minute you join. You get that marvelous new Kia-Matic Hodograph, the best-looking, most amazing device the Secret Squadron has ever offered. It's a whopping big Hodograph, full 2 inches long that shines like gold and strong enough to last a lifetime. And look, it has the words Captain Midnight, the letters SS, and the famous winged insignia of the Secret Squadron in raised design. And in big numbers, the date of this wonderful new Secret Squadron, 1949. Say, when you show your friends this wonderful Kia-Matic Hodograph, they'll say it's the best-looking piece of secret equipment they ever saw. And think what it means to have this marvelous new Hodograph. Well, first, it proves you're a member of Captain Midnight's 1949 Secret Squadron. And only fellows and girls who have this new official badge are real Secret Squadron members. And second, with this amazing Kia-Matic Hodograph, you can decode the secret messages sent you by Captain Midnight. Of course, if you don't have it, you can't decode the secret messages. You can't be on the inside of all the exciting events coming. And listen, this wonderful new Kia-Matic Hodograph is twice as secret, twice as mysterious, twice as much fun as any Hodograph the Squadron's had before. Now, here's the secret. The Kia-Matic Hodograph has two parts to it. Besides the Hodograph, there's a special secret little key you must have to operate the Hodograph. Only with this key can you operate the hidden master code settings. Actually set your Hodograph for any one of the 676 master code designations and then decode automatically. But someone who hasn't got a separate key can't operate the master codes. Why, even if some enemy of the squadron should get your Hodograph, he couldn't use it at all without the key. You can actually hand your Hodograph to a friend and ask him to decode a message, and he can't set it and work it without that all-important key. Now think of the fun you'll have, how you'll mystify your parents and friends, when you can change master codes with your special key and decode automatically, and they can't tell how you do it. But even that's just part of it. Here's what else you get when you send in for your new 1949 Kia-Matic Hodograph. You also get the new official handbook of the 1949 Secret Squadron. 8 pages in full color with pictures of Captain Midnight, Chuck, and Joyce, and with new secret passwords, signs, and signals. This new official handbook is the most exciting Secret Squadron handbook that they've ever offered. And you get it in the marvelous Kia-Matic Hodograph and key, all when you send in to join the new 1949 Secret Squadron. And here's the best news of all. It doesn't cost you a single penny, not even 1 cent. If you're one of Captain Midnight's Ovaltine drinking friends, you send no money, positively no money at all. Now, here's all you do. Just tear the label, the entire label, from your jar of chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. Print your name, address, city, and state on the back of the label. Put it in an envelope and mail to Captain Midnight, Chicago, Illinois. Captain Midnight will send your 1949 Secret Squadron Hodograph and new official handbook almost by return mail. But don't wait. Supplies are limited. Don't lose out by waiting. Tear the whole label from your jar of chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. Print your name and address on the back of the label and mail to Captain Midnight, Chicago, Illinois, tonight. Now, on with the action-packed adventure. The return of Ivan Shark with Captain Midnight and the Secret Squadron. The tree in which the Secret Squadron had taken refuge crashed over into the swirling water. The Secret Squadron, disciplined and unafraid, even in this appalling situation, think first of the other members. As a result, all of them are safe for the time being. But how different is the behavior of the group of criminals whose raft is breaking up underneath them? Deliberately deserting one of their gang who has fallen overboard and who cannot swim, they disregard his cries. And continue on towards the trees, their raft breaking up under the strain. The members of the Secret Squadron, Andy Maxson, came the closest to death, but even he's chipper now. Listen as he says, coughing, for he's still half full of water.
Boy, did I feel like a halted heifer, caught there by my belt. Somehow, it got pulled around so I couldn't reach the buckle. Andy, I said... Now you know how a muskie feels when it's on a hook.
Oh, how are you feeling, Chuck?
Oh, my head isn't aching so much, Joyce. I'll feel perfectly okay in a couple of minutes.
A branch must have hit you. Or you hit a branch as you struck the water.
Oh.
Look at Lightning swimming around. He's actually enjoying himself. Thinks it's some kind of sport, new sport.
Yeah, and he hasn't a scratch on him, sir.
Probably somehow he scrambled and jumped before he hit the water.
Hey, where's Polly? She flew up as we started to go. I saw her.
In one of those trees way over there. I heard her a moment or so ago.
And that's where we've got to swim for, kids. Those trees over there. They're closer to the cliff, and so they're probably on more solid ground. You feel fit enough to travel yet, Andy, if I give you a hand?
Give me a hand? Come on, I'll race you there, you old buzzard.
As the secret squadron swims slowly and steadily towards a more permanent leafy refuge, Ivan Shark's small, solidly tied raft drifts fast toward the island of the huge monster floundering on its edge. With a huge splash, the launching of a small yacht, another of the great beasts joins it as the edge crumbles under the rising tide. Ivan Shark, now paddling as desperately as the others, shouts,
"We're being carried around the island. We can only avoid those two monsters. Paddle for your lives. One, two, one, two, one."
Look at his tail, Father. Lashing like... It must weigh half a ton.
Oh, paddle. It's seen us. It's coming this way. Shoot at it, all of you. Aim for the eyes. Turn, you spawn of Satan. Turn. Its tail struck the raft!
And while Ivan Shark, Fury, and Gardo struggle in the water, swimming in panic away from their overturned raft, the secret squadron has reached its destination, and the members are talking. Listen.
Well, having counted heads, even Lightning's, I find us all safe.
Yeah, even Polly's safe. Listen to her up there in that tree.
She's probably hungry, poor bird.
Hey, you can say that again, Polly.
How's Lightning?
Oh, he's having a wonderful time swimming around, sir. When he gets tired, he just rests his front paws on one of the branches and relaxes. He's okay.
Okay, now to contact Washington. Get going on your pocket locator, Chuck.
Shall we use the new Kodograph, sir, or the old one?
The new Key-O-Matic, of course, Chuck.
Gee, I'm anxious to use it. It's so simple to work and yet so sort of mysterious.
Ask Major Steele to have an amphibian flown down right away.
Hey, Captain, my pocket locator's flashing on end. How?
Take down the message, Joyce, as Chuck gets it. Icky, you decode it.
Right away, sir. Hey, what can I write it down on?
On the back of your hand. Here, wait a minute. Here, here's an indelible pencil.
Gosh, this mermaid life sure is hard on paper. Just look at my notebook. Okay, Chuck, read it out.
Code F7. 10, 26, 15.
And a short time later, Icky decodes.
Message arrived. Old Kodograph made obsolete. Key-O-Matic being sent out to all members. Anything else I can do? Signed, Steele.
Boy, there certainly is, isn't there, sir?
Yes, there is, Chuck. Ask Major Steele to have an amphibian flown down right away.
Oh, boy, will I be glad to see that arrive.
Help Chuck code the message, Joyce. Use code B8.
Just a minute, Chuck, while I fix this Kodograph. Gee, my knee, is this little key a slick idea? Okay, Chuck. 2, 9, 8, 7.
And in Washington, as Major Steele receives the message.
Send amphibian right away. Urgent. Important.
That's what the first phony message asked, Major Steele. The one we're pretty sure was from Ivan Shark.
Afraid this one is a phony too, Lieutenant?
Well, sir, I can't help being suspicious.
Lieutenant, you're forgetting that this was decoded on the new Key-O-Matic Kodograph, aren't you? This one has to be on the level.
Oh, of course, sir.
Also, this one makes no mention of the two atomic scientists, so it's obviously been sent by a different person.
Yes. Major, I wonder what made Captain Midnight suddenly decide to have the new Key-O-Matic flown down to him. Oh, it's certainly lucky for all of us that he did.
One of the captain's brilliant hunches, probably.
Now I know why you never ignore them, sir.
I found, Lieutenant, that Captain Midnight's hunches are usually based on something very tangible. So, Lieutenant, see that the amphibian leaves at once.
Right away, sir.
One moment. As soon as you've seen about the amphibian, contact Captain Midnight and tell him it's on the way.
Yes, sir.
And a short time later, the lieutenant returns.
The amphibian is on its way, sir.
Good.
Major Steele.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Do you realize, sir, that the first message asking for an amphibian, the phony one, was an attempt on Sharp's part to capture America's two leading atomic scientists?
I realize it only too well. I don't think the secret squadron ever came nearer to a real disaster.
Oh, that's for sure, sir.
The misspelling of one word saved us.
That and Ichabod Mudd's Kiomatic Codograph. If Icky hadn't spent last summer working on it...
And if Captain Midnight had by chance postponed sending for it, it doesn't bear thinking about.
The secret squadron would have been disgraced, sir.
Probably ordered disbanded.
Well, sir, with the new Kiomatic, we've double protection. If it should fall into enemy hands.
You mean they not only have to have the codograph, but they have to have the key, too.
Exactly, sir.
Yes.
Our enemies can capture as many of the codographs as they like. But if they don't have the secret key, too, it's useless to them.
I know. Icky should get a special citation for inventing it. With a banquet. Nothing but hot dogs and hamburgers.
Meanwhile, Shark, Fury, and Gardo are swimming with swift, desperate strokes out from the island and away from the huge iguanodon that has capsized their raft. After a moment, Shark calls out,
Fury! Wait! Gardo! Stop! Stop, I say!
Yeah.
Everything is all right.
Father. Father, are you sure?
Yes. In fact, we're better off than before. Look, our raft! Way out from the island!
But it's turned over! It's on its back, so to speak, boss.
I can see, you fool. But it's still floating. When that huge beast struck it, that tremendous blow, it pushed it way out into the stream. It did for us what we were trying to do ourselves.
But the boxes, Father. The boxes of jewels.
Huh? Well, Gardo?
Yeah, boss?
Were they firmly secured to the raft as I ordered?
Sure, boss. Sure. But... the animal sure hit it a powerful wallop.
If they were securely tied on, then they are still attached. And if they weren't, Gardo, look at the sun, because you're seeing it for the last time.
Well, will Ivan Shark still find his boxes of gold and jewels intact, but tied now to what is the bottom of the overturned raft? And will the members of the secret squadron make Shark and Fury prisoners before the amphibian arrives? Don't miss tomorrow's thrill-packed adventure, Plan of Attack.